Torres concede under cladding pressure, but don't go far enough. Nicol Vash, Camden and Haringey Socialist Party Tory Housing Minister Michael Gove's recent announcement that he will make the property developers pay for unsafe cladding is in part a response to the scandal that has engulfed the industry post-Grenfell. Previously, leaseholders living in buildings less than 18 meters high were told that they would have to pay towards the costs of removing cladding to make their buildings safe. Gove's announcement is an attempt to shift the blame away from the government. People living in unsafe properties have been landed with bills of up to 200,000. Many blocks have combustible cladding, but also problems with defective fire doors, flammable balconies and missing fire breaks, because of non-compliant building works. The government's much-trumpeted cladding loan scheme to help residents pay for remediation has been scrapped. This marks yet another Tory U-turn, and is a partial victory for campaigners. However, while his announcement may reveal that the government is on the back foot, the plans do not go any way near as far as they should. The £4 billion does nothing to address cladding safety for buildings less than 11 meters, and falls well short of a select committee estimate that £15 billion is needed to make buildings safe. Gove has so far failed to rule outsourcing some of the £4 billion from social housing budgets, and local authorities who have already carried out works remain out of pocket. Residents who have already paid to make their home safe won't receive a penny. Not surprisingly, the government is leaving the building industry to dictate their own terms. Gove has given them until March to come up with a plan. But it is likely to be a long wait before leaseholders see any money. Meanwhile, the industry continues to build using unsafe cladding. Incredibly, Taylor Wimpey, one of the building companies implicated in the scandal, issued a statement saying, "We trust that we will not be penalized for our early action to do the right thing." There should be no rewards for dodgy builders who, having put residents' lives at risk, now seek accolades for agreeing to put that right. But can we really trust the same spits who created the problem in the first place to now find a solution? The building industry has been one of the Tory party's major funders for a number of years, and its reward has been to scrap red tape, allowing developers to cut corners and compromise safety. Taylor Wimpey went on to state that the problem of unsafe buildings is an industry-wide issue and therefore needs an industry-wide solution. It certainly does. An industry-wide solution is to nationalize the building industry, to remove private profit from the equation. The seven biggest house builders have made £16 billion in profits over the last 3 years. A publicly owned building industry could begin to address the issue of decent, affordable housing for all, as well as guaranteeing the safety of the design and materials involved. A mass program of council house building could generate thousands of well-paid union-organized jobs. If this was conducted as part of a socialist plan, then those needs could be met. There would be democratic accountability. We must continue the fight to make our homes safe, but to guarantee this, we must also fight for a system that prioritizes social need and not private profit.